30年前被扣的六斤黄金终于回家了，从超时效驳回到最终和解。
The six tails of gold that were confiscated 30 years ago have finally returned home from the initial accusation to the final settlement.
这中间的法律博弈值得每个人了解。
This legal battle is worth everyone's attention.
特别是关于持续侵权和程序未终结的解读。
Especially regarding the interpretation of continuous infringement and the lack of finality of the process.
直接关系到我们每个人的维权底线。
Directly related to the bottom line of rights protection for each of us.
最近76岁老人。
Recently, a 76-year-old man.
30年前黄金被扣这件事。
The incident of the gold being seized 30 years ago
引起了全网关注
has attracted widespread attention.
这起跨越30年的拉锯战背后其实
behind this decade-long tug of war is actually
藏着很多
there are many hidden
值得说到的法律问题，今天我们就从法律角度来拆解一下这起案件。
Notable legal issues. Today we will analyze this case from a legal perspective.
先简单回顾一下案情。
Let's briefly review the case.
1996年5月。
May 1996.
潘永佳在大连周水子机场。
Pan Yongjia is at Dalian Zhao Shuizhi Airport.
被辽宁盖州市公安局以涉嫌走私犯罪抓获。
Arrested by the Gaesan City Public Security Bureau of Liaoning Province for suspicion of smuggling crime.
当时他身上带的
What he was wearing at the time.
2859.2 克 18K 的黄金。
2859.2 grams.18K gold.
扣押清单上写的是金项链。
The list of seized items included a gold necklace.
被扣了。
Arrested.
2859.2 克是什么概念呢？
What does 2859.2 grams mean?
接近六斤。
About 6 pounds.
当年他家人交了五万元保证金，人被取保候审。
In those days, his family paid a 50,000 yuan deposit, and he was released on bail.
但没想到这一等就是30年。
But I didn't expect it to be so long.
案子既没撤案，也没有给任何结案文书。
The case was neither dismissed nor closed, and no closure documents were issued.
这30年里老人不是没找过，他多次去要黄金。
For the past 30 years, the old man has repeatedly asked him for gold.
得到的答复是什么呢？
What is the response?
当年的办案人员已经去世了，另一个退休了，记不清了。
The officers involved in the case have already passed away, and another one has retired, so I can't remember the details.
黄金交售给银行了，但2012年发洪水。
Gold was sold to the bank, but in 2012 there was a flood.
银行档案被冲毁了，账目查不到。
Bank records have been compromised, and the account cannot be found.
各种理由，直到今年1月份。
Various reasons until January of this year.
76岁的老人正式申请国家赔偿。
76-year-old man formally applies for national compensation.
结果被一句超过时效给驳回了。
The result was rejected due to exceeding the deadline.
好在向上一级机关复议后。
Fortunately, after the appeal to the higher authorities,
加上媒体报道和舆论关注，这事儿终于迎来了转机。
With media reports and public attention, this matter finally turned for the better.
今年六月十二日
June 12th this year,
双方达成和解，财物返还，老人撤回了赔偿申请。
Both parties reached an agreement with the financial party returning the money and the elderly person withdrawing their claim for compensation.
至于返还的是当年的首饰还是同等价值的财物。
Whether it's the original jewelry or an equivalent amount of money.
双方既然已经和解，咱们就不深究了。
Since both sides have reached an agreement, let's not delve further into this.
法律视角一，超时效这个说法。
Legal perspective one, the overtime issue.
到底站不站得住脚
？Can I stand up?
很多人可能会问，为什么一开始会说超过时效了
？Many people may ask, why did I say it was over the deadline at the beginning?
这里涉及核心的法律概念，持续侵权。
This involves the core legal concept of continuous infringement.
什么意思呢？三十年来。
What does that mean? 30 years.
办案机关既没有移送起诉。
Neither the investigative agency nor the prosecutor's office initiated prosecution.
也没有出撤案决定书，更没有解除取保候审。
There was no decision made to withdraw the case, nor was there a release on bail.
案子在法律上一直悬着。
The case has been hanging in the balance legally.
侵权状态一天没有结束，扣押就一天没有完结。
The infringement status is not over in one day, and the seizure is not over in one day.
国家赔偿的两年时效从什么时候开始起算呢
？When does the two-year statute of limitations for national compensation start?
从知道或者应当知道权利被侵害之日起算。
Starting from the date when the knowledge or should have known that the rights were violated.
但问题是这个案子一直没有结论，老人怎么能知道侵权已经结束了呢
？But the problem is this case has never reached a conclusion. How can the elderly person know that the infringement has ended?
既然侵权状态一直在持续
，Since the infringement status has been ongoing.
两年的赔偿请求时效就根本没有开始计算。
The two-year statute of limitations has not even begun to run.
所以上级机关责令重新处理，完全符合法律逻辑。
Therefore, a higher authority's ordered a rehandling, which is completely in line with the legal logic.
所以超时效这个理由都是站不住脚的。
Therefore, all the reasons for the delay are untenable.
这也是国家赔偿案件中常见的程序博弈点。
This is also a common procedural game point in national compensation cases.
法律视角二，五万元保证金该不该退
？Legal perspective two, should the 50,000 yuan deposit be returned?
除了黄金，当年的五万元保证金也是个问题。
Besides gold, the 5,000 yuan deposit was also a problem.
从法律上讲，取保候审的保证金在解除强制措施。
From a legal perspective, the bail money is returned when the detention order is lifted.
或者案件终结后是应当依法全额退还的。
Or if the case is closed, the full amount should be returned according to the law.
既然案件长期没有实质性处理结果，这笔钱理应返还给当事人。
Since the case has not yielded any substantial results for a long time, the money should be returned to the parties involved.
不仅如此，如果严格按照国家赔偿法的规定，当事人还可以主张这三十年来的利息损失。
Moreover, if strictly in accordance with the provisions of the state compensation law, the parties may also claim interest losses for the past 30 years.
只不过在最终的和解中，这些诉求都作为双方妥协协商的一部分进行了综合考量。
However, in the final settlement, these demands were all considered as part of the compromise and negotiation between the two sides.
最后说几句。
Finally, let me say a few words.
虽然这起案件最终以和解收场。
Although this case ended in a settlement.
没能通过司法裁判直接定性当年的行为是否违法。
Failed to determine directly through judicial proceedings whether the actions of that year were illegal.
但对于76岁的老人来说，
But for a 76-year-old,
拿回属于自己的财产，
Get back your property.
也算是最实在的交代了吧。
This is probably the most straightforward explanation.
这起事件也给我们留下了几点启示。
This incident also leaves us with a few lessons.
第一
First,
舆论监督、公众关注在推动历史遗留问题的解决上。
Public supervision, public attention in promoting the resolution of historical issues.
力量是巨大的。
Strength is immense.
第二，这也警示我们。
Second, this also warns us.
程序的规范与闭环才是司法公信力的生命线。
The rules and procedures, as well as a closed-looped system, are the lifeline of judicial credibility.
我是珊珊。
I am Shanshan.
正义或许会迟到，但不能永远缺席。为这位76岁的老人点赞。
Justice may be late, but it cannot be absent forever. I applaud this 76-year-old old man.
本视频由本人原创原声。
This video is original and features my own narration.
真人出镜。
Live video.
除了拍摄软件自带的虚拟背景，不含其他 AI 制作，不是数字人。
Besides the virtual backgrounds provided by the shooting software, excluding other AI-generated content and non-digital humans.
祝大家周末愉快。
The alternation of cold and warm in the four seasons.
是黑暗中一个火柴燃烧的光明。
It is the light of a match burning in the darkness.